You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Hayward's Ballet Folclórico México Danza started out as an after-school program for local kids to learn traditional Mexican dance. Since 1991, it's grown to more than 100 members, including teenage and adult companies. Alexa Chavez has been dancing with the company since she was a little kid. She came to KELW to talk about how she got involved and about the history of México Danza in the Bay.
I started dancing when I was 7 years old. My mom saw Ballet Folclórico México Danza for the first time at a community event. My mom wanted to get me involved in something that, you know, was part of my culture. She wanted to kind of keep me close and connected to that. She got in contact with our director, Renee Gonzalez. And at the time, I was only like 3 or 4. And he was like, let's wait a couple years. Let's make sure, you know your left from your right. And I did not know my left from my right, but I learned. I was really into it from the very beginning, which was a change because I had also done other things, soccer, softball, things like that, little kid activities. But dance was something that I was immediately interested in. And Renee, he structures the kids' classes. They're very like disciplined and he has like set things that he wants to do. And I think that discipline really helped me as a child. I've been there ever since. It's introduced me to dance, and then it's also given me kind of the confidence to go and explore different kinds of styles that I maybe wouldn't have done based on, like, my introductions to Ballet Folclórico México Danza. From there, I took, you know, different classes and when I was growing up and in high school, ballet and jazz. I also cheered, like, just anything that had that, like, entertainment aspect to it. So at México Danza, there is a lot of emphasis put on technical ballet training that is somewhat of a new idea in the folklorico community. There is actually a long history of, I guess, a tension between the more traditional folk groups and the ones that incorporate ballet. And I mean, it goes all the way back to Mexico. So in the early 50s, there was a woman named Amalia Hernandez, and she was a classically trained ballet dancer, but she really found it lacking. She felt like she wasn't able to express herself the way she wanted to, and she was a little bit confined by the technique. And so she started going out into indigenous communities and studying their traditional folk dances. And so she was the first one, or one of the first, that thought of putting technique into these dances and kind of polishing them up for a stage presentation. And she felt like that was a way for her to connect with her roots, and she wanted to kind of be able to present it to a wider audience and to make it more of like a spectacle, make it more of like an entertaining thing. So we've really fit more into the Amalia Hernandez tradition. There has always been that tension between those who really want to keep it at a traditional folk level, and they really feel like that's the purest form of the dance. Which is, I mean, totally true, and it's a beautiful thing to go and see these dances done by the local Mexican people. It's totally different than something that you would see on stage. We definitely never claim to be traditional, but that is at the root of it, and I think that we always should remember that that's where it comes from these local Mexican communities. Our dances are meant to be seen on stage, meant to be performed as a spectacle, and they're meant to give people a lot to see. There's lots of colors, it's lots of really fast, fancy footwork, strong like rhythms. We perform at different events all the time, you know, 3-4 times a month at least. This is something that I've put a lot of work into over the years. I want to continue to dance as long as I can. It definitely is kind of a second job in a way. We all have day jobs. But this is something that a lot of us are passionate about. Me personally, when I'm dancing, I don't actually think about anything. We do it so much that it kind of becomes ingrained in our body. And so it's really just about enjoying it in the moment, just being present, connecting like with your audience. So within the current environment, kind of the political tensions and things that have been said by the president, we do discuss it sometimes, but I think we do try to keep it at a very positive level. We are ambassadors for our culture, and so we always do try to go out and put our best foot forward. It might be the first time someone has seen, you know, Mexican folk dance, and maybe that makes them feel interested in the culture or more comfortable with it. Maybe it's a starting point for them to ask questions. And so I think we just want to be the first positive experience that someone might have, or a lasting impression. So if we can do something memorable and positive and, you know, exciting, then I think that's what we really want to achieve.